Yeah. Your mental matters, mental matters. Your mental matters, mental matters. Your mental matters, mental matters. Your mental matters, mental matters, yo. Your mental matters ain't a simple pattern. We need to have essential chatter. Food for thought, grab a platter. My mental ain't for rental. I'm essential, man, it's simple. I'm a ripple in the rip, though. I don't wanna sink my ship, so gotta know your mental. Black life is hard, I don't resent, though. Feelings really real, we should present those. Talk about it, you should know. Your mental matters, your mental matters. Mental matters, yeah.
Oh, I guess it's actually heard that. That means it works. All right. Well, I know y'all remember this. I'm hoping this is working. So in the case that it is, what up, Delph?
What up, Delph?
It is officially, how long has it been?
Probably 2 months.
Too long?
Yeah, 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, he don't even know what I'm talking about. He's just answering the question, y'all. It's your boy Rich here with Jarrell. Favorite podcast, somebody's podcast. This is the first time that we have recorded together in the same room. Well, car, my goodness. First time we recorded in the car ever. Let's make that clear. The first time that we have recorded together in the same space since 2020.
Yep. Just a little panorama smashed up between.
That was 4 years ago. And I hate Zoom, but it's funny how Zoom is actually the mechanism we're using. But if y'all remember correctly, some of our earlier episodes were on Zoom together in the same room. I'll let you tell us what episode it was last did this. Anyway, these headphones on my head is doing absolutely nothing. I am here. Jarrell is here. Jarrell, how you feel, bro?
I feel good. I feel great.
Sun is shining.
Sun is shining.
You're moisturized.
Yeah, a little hydrated.
I almost got my knuckles together. I don't look like a bunch of bricks. This is episode 100 and something of the Mental Matters podcast. And this is simply a catch up. We wanted to just catch up with y'all. I know it's been so long since we had an actual factual. Been blessed, booked, and busy. We are currently en route. Ben. So, shout out. First off, big ups to Snoop Dogg. I feel like Snoop Dogg right now. I just want to thank me for believing in me, giving myself these opportunities. But on a serious note, I have been asked to be a guest speaker and a Toledo workshop based on mental health and wellness at Kettering University for the National Society of Black Engineers. Big ups to Nesby for allowing me to have a platform to talk about mental health and wellness. Shout out to, I think it was at the Nesby Convention in Detroit in 2019. We had our first ever live recording. So this is not that, but that is similar to this. So I'm excited. Time y'all hear this, workshop will be over because we actually are out to it now. But yeah, you know, shout out to us doing big things, man. I mean, you know, we'll see how this goes. I gave this workshop actually before. I also been busy myself, not only with getting ready for parenthood, but also we had an opportunity which I had to make the drive myself because you know. It's like fresh off the burning sands of becoming a dad. You know what that means. And you know, hey, I understand family comes first. So actually did the same or similar workshop for the basically Great Lakes region of Nesby, region 4. And we had a good time. So we're gonna do this thing again. No more baby if it's up to me, if there is, ever an opportunity where God is like another kid, kid number two, we are a backyard barbecue. BYO, bring your own chair. If you want some certain thing grilled, bring that too. Bring your own bottles. We'll supply the sides. Bring your own desserts. In fact, bring your own anything if you want to celebrate moving on, because the RSVP process for our baby showers, I think, is extremely ghetto. Shout out to every and anyone who shared love, gave advice, wisdom to both of us, you know, as we prepare for our own fatherhood journeys. For me, more recently, as we wait for our baby girl to arrive, my wife was looking amazing. Even since that shower, it seems like baby girl is just like, ah, so that's that. But very grateful, very, you know, just humbled to just see us so much love. And, you know, we are like 28 or some days away from meeting the new love of my life. And I am trembling, nervous, but excited. You've actually like went through that part already.
Yeah.
So like, let's take this back. This is for the dads out there, for those that are expecting, for the ones that have been able to hold their little ones by now and raise them up some, whatever, anywhere in between. Drill them an actual question, maybe a couple. I'm gonna get in your business. Since you're driving, and you know, I don't want you to curate no content while you're driving, man. Focus on the road. Just focus. Focus, Darrell. Get it together. The shower is over. Now it's just back to making sure wifey's good, making sure you're good, you're preparing for, I don't want to say her name on this podcast. I'll let you do that however you want to do that. Preparing for her to arrive. What is your mindset with less than 30 days ago? Take us back.
I think we still maybe had like 3 appointments left. So my mindset was just like, make sure I clear my work schedule, make sure I can get those appointments. continue to just make lunches, make dinner, make breakfast. I still had some stuff to do on the nursery, so I think I still had like all the paint. And I think I had like the ceiling fan chandelier to put in. We still had some other things to do as far as sorting and hanging clothes from size to the largest size that we were given.
Oh, man.
So it was quite a little bit of stuff to do. And then, of course, you know, packing the hospital bag, that was like something that, oh, yeah, that's the easiest thing to do. It's just like the easiest thing to do. Sometimes it's like not done as fast as it is easy, you know?
So first off, I feel like Jarrell's getting all of my damn business. The bag has been selected. It is the carry-on bag from our last trip from Antigua back in, actually, full circle. The carry-on bag that we travel with my wife, myself, and Nicole and Sid, shout out to them, your pseudo godparents. Shout out to my five bro, he is accepted the nomination for God Daddy number one of three, basically. I'm not going to say which one, 1, 2, 3. That's where I get it. But properly selects godparents for the girl. Yeah. So while we're on that same trip, Terrell and Gary had to make that trip to the hospital. It is the same bag that we had during that same trip. So I swear to goodness, if you try to take a trip like me on this, I'm going to fight. Because it's not your role. You got to be ready. Okay. Fair. I don't expect you to do it, baby girl. Anyway. same bag. So, one, I did start packing the bag. I mean, we did wait until after the baby shower to figure out what clothes our daughter's going to actually have for real. Child, man, listen, we got some. Between all of our immediate circles that had a daughter, let alone a kid, in the last year, 2 years, it's a bunch of stuff that's like, well, my daughter didn't wear this, so I mean, it still got tagged. Don't you want? Yes, I want it. I want it all. All of things. Yes, I want it. Thank you. I want it. Check your GPS. Might have been this. Anyway, so yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of just getting ready, and you know, so we kind of have an idea of what she's that the first outfit, right? You remember the first outfit?
I do.
Talk to us. How'd that go?
So it was actually an outfit that Amazon had got for her with like her name like stitched on it and heat pressed on it. Job. She had like the matching hat. So it was basically like her name outfit. It was like that was the first thing that she wore in all of the pictures. I mean, we didn't put outfit on her as soon as the way it probably took like the next morning.
First off, black people should look good in any color, especially, you know, your yellows, your peaches, the oranges. We make it all work. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, not to get off the subject here, but trying to find. So here we go. Trying to find the perfect outfit, I feel like it's like a weird first date for your boy. Because, like, you know, I'm trying to figure out what she's going to wear. I'm also trying to figure out, no, when I say she, in this case, I mean like our daughter. I'm trying to figure out what daughter's going to wear. I'm trying to figure out what Elaine's going to wear. You know, she's trying to look cute in Elaine in the hospital all day. That's weird. And then I'm sitting here thinking, like, what am I going to wear? Like, what Jay's going to wear to be my daughter for the first time? Like, what am I going to have some jeans on? Do I dress it up? You know, do I have some dope sweats on? Like, you don't want to overdo it. You're delivering your child. You know, you bring your child home. And it's like, I don't know. I ain't never did this before. Like, a lot of dads out there, I want to know. Like, for those that have experienced the birth of their child, how did you go through your fit selection? Were you just trying to play it comfy? Well, you're trying to introduce yourself. Like, you're trying to put your best foot forward. Like, she's going to remember it. Or he going to remember it, your son or daughter. Like, that's what I want to know.
So, all the pictures that we took, if you look at them, it's like everything was just like our torso and up.
Yeah.
Like, of course, in our arms. So, it's like they only got like everything from the torso and up. So, it's like some of those pictures, I think I was wearing basketball shorts.
Bruh.
But the top, the polo was nice. Or whatever see. Shirt I had on was nice enough to where it didn't matter to see everything.
Opportunity simply because it's gonna be like the end of winter, early springish. You know, supposedly about 28 days away, according to today. They say after 37 weeks, just have your bag ready to go. If it was this week, I would not be ready. Do I go out and buy another pair of new shoes? I mean, like, this is the thing that's going through my head. I didn't say it's the most responsible thing. I just be honest in terms of what I'm actually going through pregnancy right now. But I don't need to actually buy another pair of shoes for my daughter. Because I said that the next pair of shoes that I go out and try to buy, I need to match that same energy and have a pair for her baby girl. So I'm not ready for it. There's nothing coming out right now between now and supposedly her delivery date that I would be like, oh yeah, my daughter got a hat. Like, there's nothing coming out. There's nothing. Sorry.
You like, see him in the toddler inside. She'd be like, oh.
No. Like, okay. Listen, I saw them reimagine Royal Jordan 1s. I sent them to you. And I was like, oh, they only $30 for toddlers. I'm going to get them for it. Watch. And then I fell asleep because dad insomnia is real when y'all pregnant. And then the next that it was gonna sell no more. I was like, oh, crap. That was a sign. They didn't need to do it. Good. But then fast forward to the baby shower, and my sister-in-law decided, hey, my son has some Jordans he never got to wear. I'm gonna give them to you. So she already has her first pair of Jordans. And I was like, oh, you know, it'd be cool if I matched that same energy and I had a matching pair. And I realized this came out in 2019. So then I went to GOAT. And I was like, this is going to have to be a pair. You rock solo, baby girl. We're going to probably encrust these boys in gold or something. We're going to do something else.
I was just about to say, I didn't know you got to match a pair yourself.
I didn't. Because I wasn't about to pay $3-something for a pair of shoes just to match a pair that I don't really care for like that. I got they're black and royal Jordan 12s. That's what they are, y'all. And if you know anything about your boy, I have respect for the entire, like, you know, color spectrum of things. I'm not out here about to buy no black and blue shoes. I'm just being clear. Like, there's nothing in me that's just like, oh, yeah, I need to buy some black and blue shoes. I have no shade towards anyone when I say this. I'm not about to go get some 5 Beta Sigma Jordan 12s. I'm not going to be able to do it, dog. Jarrell is like, please keep MPHC out of this. Well, I do. I don't want to buy a pair of 5 Beta 12s. I'm just, no, I'll keep that. So, yeah, I don't know. I still don't know what the first pair is going to be officially that I get for my daughter, but I have a hunch. I know the next pair that's going to be releasing that I want to get for, and I think this holiday season there are a pair of, they call it the Orchid Jordan 4s. It's basically like a, it looks like a play on the white cement 4s, but instead of the white shoe, the white upper, it's like an orchid thing. Atlanta likes it, which is crazy because she doesn't care for fours. One of my best friends that reached out, like, you got to get these for Baby Girl Group. That's the nickname decided that. That was our first ever nickname. I think it's hilarious because the ultrasound looks like a baby group just kind of waving his arms. That's actually going to be my next tattoo. I don't care what y'all talk about. But, hey, but yeah, so I'm like, I guess it's gonna be the family pair. We'll see how that goes. I never had a pair of all pink Jordan, so that would be it. But your boy got the gray sweatpants gang to pull it off. I feel like I can pull off pink Jordan. Let's be clear.
I think because of the force of the wind.
I think it is, but here's the thing. I think because typically in women's size shoes, what tends to happen is it only goes to a 12 in women, which is still my size in men. So I never have to worry, oh man, it don't come in extended sizes for y'all. That's too crazy. For me though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys have a lot of stigma behind wearing Jordan shoes. Here we go. Jordan shoes that are designated as women Jordans.
I don't have a problem with that because I remember I wanted them yellow and blue ones.
The reverse Laney joints.
Yeah, the size, like you said, I need a size 13.
But what I'm making is, last time I checked, Michael Jordan was a guy, right? Even if it was like the Candace Parker situation, but Jordans were made for Michael Jordan to play basketball. Any color deviations, all right, I can see that. You know, maybe like certain like aspects of it, they might, you know. I'm trying to think of a word. It's like winterized, but it's going to be womanized. I don't know. They might womanize the shoe, right? But it's never really, the ones that I actually like, it's never really a situation where it's like, oh, I couldn't do that. So I feel like that's what you say. It literally looks like if somebody took a white cement Jordan 4 and dyed the base of the shoe, I would still rock it. A lot of y'all have these insecurities and gotta get over that. Like, fellas, come on, though. Like, the silhouette was made after the guy who wore the shoe. So unless they put pretty pink bows in there somewhere, even if, like those denim joints that had the earring buckle thing on the front. Like, see? But, yeah, we gotta, especially the girl dads alone, et cetera, there are a potential thing, there's potential things that's gonna make you jump outside of your comfort zone for the love and admiration. I think I've seen a post recently. I don't know the guy first. I don't know the other guy. I'm being completely honest. But there was a guy literally that wore like a tutu or something to, you know, like a tutu or something just to match his daughter. Right. And I was like, all right, that's cool. I don't know if I'd do it. But I mean, you know, there's other things. Like, if she's like, hey, we having a tea party, I'm sitting down for that tea party. You know, if you wanna paint some nails, here we go. Your daughter wants to have a pampering day at home with what she can afford and her newfound ability to paint things like nails and toes. Thrill, are you letting your daughter put the nail polish to the fingernail?
I think I have to, right?
I don't know. It depends on you. She wants you to do that.
I gotta explain something to her. I gotta talk to her. It's clear, yes, but the color stuff, it's not really
pretty. Does she want you to be pretty? Or does she want you to be pink?
What does she want me to be pink?
Well, she wants it to be pink.
Yeah, I wear pink in the house.
In the house? Yeah. So I do that in the house. Not to work, though.
You can't go to work. You can go to the bank.
What if you just gotta keep let's have a conversation.
I mean, that's
What about two? What about each hand?
What about each hand?
Yeah.
You gotta be pinkies.
Okay. Pinky promise, pinky. Alright. What about two?
That's
there it is.
That's what we're saying. Okay.
There it is, folks. You know, personally, and I'm just saying this now because, you know, I'm not in it yet. Not completely. It depends. I mean, like, I am more secure in my ways as a black man in today's world. I often am the person, the voice of reason, and the controversial person that's speaking up the why or why not, right? I've had a conversation at work today. Somebody was talking about, I don't know if you were able to catch the SEC championship game, women's basketball game between LSU and South Carolina. But there was a point in the last quarter, if you will, where the bench was cleared and the women were... They cleared the bench and it was about to go into. They stopped it immediately, you know, whatever. The players from the bench got, you know, sent to the locker rooms early. Had a couple minutes left to play in the game. South Carolina ended up winning that game, having an undefeated season. And beating LSU, I believe it was like something like 79-70, some of that nature, right? The guy at work basically was like, you know, women to be do that. I feel like they're trying to, you know, show that they're, you know, I don't know if it was overcompensating or trying to whatever, or it's a problem that they cleared the benches. Like, I'm pretty sure that you can find another example of a men's college basketball game with the benches clear.
Sure.
Why is it controversial with women? Some of them ball better than the guys. In fact, if we're being completely honest about women's basketball and especially women's college basketball, I'd much rather watch women's college basketball than I would men's college basketball. It's more exciting. No, like, I have a more vested interest in the players that's playing right now. It's the Andrew Reese and I think it's Flo J, from LSU. Or, seeing Aaliyah Boston go from the college ranks to the WNBA. Watching Dawn Staley beat, basically a very historic run when it comes to South Carolina basketball. Seeing Caitlin Clark being the all-time leading WNCAA sport. I believe she got the most points for a college student ever, right?
She's the best against Michigan, right?
I had to catch up on that part. I wasn't able to catch the game because I ain't been able to watch no sports, to be clear. I haven't watched Super Bowl. But anyway, it's no story. We'll get into that back. We owe y'all an episode about that. That post-traumatic Lions championship syndrome. That was the time to be alive. Sorry, we got to trigger something. But we got to have a discussion. But coming back to this, Caitlin Clark in college basketball has been a phenomenal run. Just say that she's offseason. And hey, let's go to men's college basketball. Who is it? Can't give you one name exactly. And this is not a disrespectful tone when it comes to men's college basketball. But if I'm being completely honest, don't care. I remember last year doing the championship game. I think the women's was on a Sunday and the men's was on a Monday. It was LSU versus Iowa. LSU won and the eventual national champions of college basketball for women. The next day, I think it was UConn and somebody. See my point? And they referred to the one guy as Angel Reese's cousin.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. And it's no disrespect to the guy. I hope he has, I don't know if he's still playing college basketball. This season. I don't know. I don't think the University of Michigan is going to be in the Big Dance at all this season, but that's crazy. Or MSU. And that's crazy. I don't know. But to my point, women's basketball over the last several years has really taken notice to the world. There's still some guys it's boring, it's not. It's nothing really exciting about NBA basketball right now. If you want to get that route, I don't know if we should even go this route. I feel like somebody can look at me oh my God, you're such a bad person. But if I'm being really honest, there's nothing about the NBA. I think it's because of the home team.
That's part of it. And then it might be us too originally because Michigan Lions football had us so in January.
Yeah, now you like. And see the Red Wings get back to their prominence. And then the captain got injured. And then we lost 6 free games. And then after all the hype about getting another player, Patrick Kane, over, it was just damn, here we go. This don't look good. It's trending Pistons, and I don't like it. And I love my Pistons. I love my home teams. I love my teams in general. Any Detroit-based team, I'm rocking with you. 28 games. I don't care if you have won the last 28 games. I'm rocking with you. It just makes it hard. Come on, bitch. Let's get it together. All that being said, there's nothing NBA for me personally that I'm just can't wait to watch. No, Lakers, great for y'all. Cool. Don't care. Golden State, respect it. Me personally, it's not my home team. I really don't care.
I haven't been watching it.
See? I think to Jarrell's point, it's the post NFL season syndrome, excitement level going back to zero. It's okay, that's over. It's gonna wait till next September to do this all over again. What we got now? Oh, the NFL draft's coming to the town. That's cool. I won't be there. Rail Wings, so we need y'all to get that together. Tigers about to kick off soon. Me and Oak. I don't know if you call it a kickoff, but whatever.
First pitch.
There you go.
I'll be there all the day. Well, maybe not in the stadium, but I'll be around somewhere.
I will be hopefully. Shout out to Wilbur Sports, Detroit Sports Network, if you will. Apparently, I want a baseball jersey.
I saw that.
I actually won a baseball jersey. I've never had a Tigers baseball jersey in my entire life. And here we are, right? So, we'll see how that goes. But I will be wearing, hopefully, I have any time. I will be wearing my Tigers jersey with pride. I'm all about my home team. That's all I got. You know, it is what it is, and hopefully the Tigers have a great season this year. I hope they make a run at, you know, taking the division, things of that nature. And we'll see how that goes. But all in all, we have been books. We have been busy. And most importantly, we missed y'all. Missed this. Like, hey, we had to listen. We had to carve out a spot in your basement or something. I have no room in my house to record anything. But like, I have been confined to the attic in my house to do any office related things. The attic is not a traditional attic. It's not like that, you know, old creepy, you know, wood everywhere. No, it's actually a new bedroom in the house, but yeah, it's a wrap. The moment we actually found out baby girl was coming, like, for real, for real. Yeah, it was a wrap. So I ain't got an office no more. But we do have all the equipment, and I think we're going to try to do more of this actually in person. I'm tired of the Zoom delays. I'm tired of the... I'm tired of that. And we'll get back to it. We missed this and we missed y'all, so... Drew, you got anything for the people, man?
Stay hydrated. Continue to spread love. Just be a person of good nature.
Good nature. I just want to say, for the record, you said be hydrated, and I do not know where that water that you gave me is. Just that quick. I am not staying hydrated. I have dry mouth, and it's very uncomfortable. But you guys, make sure you subscribe with the podcast. MentalMattersPodcast.com is the website. Get your merch. Spring is almost here, and we are recording on the day after we've had a full 24 hours of less than an hour. It's like the last 23 hours, but you know, whatever they want to call it, daylight savings and bullcrap. People want to fight for legislations about taking away abortion rights, but not to get rid of daylight savings. I'm going to let y'all ponder on that. But also, we're not going to talk about, you know, the stuff going on with, like, between Israel and Palestine and all things of that nature. Y'all want to, you know. Anyway, I'm going to get in my bag if I do that. Shout out to y'all. We love y'all. Twitter, TikTok, all of those things, and we will be back. I told y'all we'd be back sooner than later. I don't know when this episode will be posted, but we'll figure it out. Okay, ladies, bye bye. And happy 313 day. That's when we'll do it. 313 day. It's 313 day now.
30?
Why not? 31 Trey. Yeah. I'll get this one. Never mind. We out.